The federal government's been berating the Victorian government about spelling out a plan for relaxing restrictions. The Premier says he's working on it and will detail it on Sunday. The state's daily coronavirus cases continue to fall to double digits. The New South Wales government is easing border restrictions from this Friday. The so-called bubble will be expanded by 50 kilometres in each state. Frustrated border residents are welcoming the news, as Eleni Soltis reports.
Border restrictions have caused a lot of disruption to the people living along the New South Wales-Victoria border, made even worse when the so-called border bubble, which allowed free movement, was restricted to a very narrow corridor.
We've received a substantial amount of correspondence from people in these border communities. It has been a real impost on them in their daily life. It has meant that, that their days have been substantially interrupted. For some people, it's meant that they've not been able to go to work. For some people who are involved in business, their business has been really deeply impacted, particularly those people in things like manufacturing and the visitor economy.
James McTavish is the New South Wales Cross-Border Commissioner. As coronavirus cases in Victoria fall, the New South Wales government is expanding the border bubble.
We saw 6 or 8 weeks ago that there was a substantial risk to southern New South Wales in particular from rising case numbers in regional Victoria. The Victorian government's work in containing the coronavirus outbreak that has occurred and is still occurring in many parts of Victoria is noteworthy, and it means that we can have greater comfort for people in southern New South Wales and ease the restrictions that they've been facing for the last couple of months.
A single zone stretching to 50 kilometres on either side of the border will be reinstated from Friday. It'll give locals more freedom to get to work and medical appointments.
Up until this Friday, people are really only able to cross the border for three reasons, and that's to go to work, to go to school, and to access essential care, and that's particularly medical care. What this daily life permit or the border residence permit will do is will allow more people to do more things in their border community. But I'd note that Victoria is still at stage three restrictions, and there are only four reasons to leave home in Victoria now.
The border bubble expansion comes just days after the Prime Minister vented his frustration about the restrictions, warning prolonged closures were a recipe for economic ruin. Dr. Craig Underhill is a medical oncologist in Albury-Wodonga.
We know from overseas data that during the COVID pandemic, there's an excess of deaths of non-COVID causes. So people fail to attend to seek health care, and there's delayed diagnosis to cancer, higher death rates from heart disease, strokes, things like that. So it's really important that although we're trying to slow down the pandemic, patients are able to access healthcare, healthcare workers are able to get to work. So if this change enables that, that's fantastic.
But he also warns that something has to be done to make sure traffic jams at the border checkpoints don't get worse.
And with an extra number of people crossing, the congestion is likely to be worse. Now, when patients visit me, they're reporting delays of over an hour in the morning and coming to appointments. It will be really important to try and fix that, and it absolutely still need to work towards getting as soon as possible an emergency lane, especially if there's going to be more vehicles crossing that border, because at the moment, with the congestion, I think that's it's set up to be quite a risky situation if we don't have an emergency lane.
While the full details of the changed border arrangements will be revealed later today, it's understood the northeast Victorian city of Wangaratta will be included this time.
Eleni Soltis reporting.